Days after January 6, 2021, Congressman Paul Tonko sat down with me to recount the events as he experienced them on January 6th at the Capitol building.
For us there, it was the 24 or so of us going down the stairways and then joining several others as who were just mass moving through the hallway to, find our way to some safety.
Did you find people were panicking?
Some were, yeah, you could tell some were panicking with the event. You know, running through the hallway, through the tunnel, there obviously were people who were, short of breath and, just hanging over the wall, trying to just regain composure and, and trying to just move without any really sense of what was happening, even though you could begin to comprehend it. It was happening so quickly, you didn't have time to think through. You just wanted to move forward and listen to the directions of the police, which were happening and readjusting as we went along because of their communicating to one another, all while many of them were being, challenged severely with a huge crowd and overwhelmed certainly with many, many more people than they could handle.
Do you feel that they were unprepared for this, or?
I believe so. I don't think they're, this was unprecedented, granted, but there should have been an exchange of information that organizers, the president organized this rally that was conducted that late that morning before the procedure started. Mm-hmm. Incited them. He told them, this is not for the faint of heart. We have to go up there and really be strong and make the change. And I'm going to be up there marching with you on this Capitol, and we're going to take that mm-hmm. back. All based on fraudulent, a message of fraud, which they knew time and time again was rejected by the court 60 times over. There were moments where many situations where the legal team for the president didn't even defend their case because they knew there was no defense for what they were saying. In this given 2020 election, this past 2020 election, the results were scrutinized. The process was very, very much overviewed with every bit of concern for free and fair as an outcome. And so it's been proven, because of the 2016 experience and the many, many proclamations of fraud, every effort was made to make certain that this was fair, that voters were not suppressed, that everyone had an opportunity to vote in a fair and free election, which obviously was then proven. But the messaging on this was so far from accurate. The fact that you could incite people and believe that your election was stolen, it was a sad note that was delivered here onto our republic, onto our democracy, a deep, deep, profound bit of sadness, especially as you think back now and see some of the renderings, the tapes of what was going on, all while you were sitting there, just vaguely understanding what was happening. It was an emotional, continues to be an emotional situation. As more and more film is being shared, more and more accounting of the situation, more and more info that comes our way, the determination to, do anything to prove your point, and some of the treatment of the police officers, within the leadership of this nation, an individual that resorted to kind of a violent message and a response that was just out of the ordinary, not utilizing the various procedures or processes that can air your concerns, but rather just an outright exploitation of anger and violence. And it's tragic that you can have a huge crowd encouraged by someone who should, know very well that there are these transitions and that they happen, should happen in an orderly fashion.
Congressman Tonko, is there something about incitement to riot? Isn't that what we're looking at?
Yeah, I think, basically, as we move with the orders of impeachment, the articles of impeachment. The concern is just that putting the Constitution and our symbol of freedom, our capital, our dome under risk, at great risk, is what this is about. You know, the Republic is challenged here. The outburst was encouraged.
Government has requested the president to resign, and documents have been signed and brought to Vice President Pence, who refused to agree to that. So we've now moved on to, in fact, it's happening right now, I believe, the articles of impeachment are being voted on. What happens? What can we expect?
Well, there were three opportunities. There was resignation. There was the invoking of the 25th Amendment, right, where the cabinet determines to displace the president with Vice President Pence assuming office, or the impeachment. And it appears that the only avenue that will remain open is the impeachment, where already there's bipartisan show of support. The third ranking member of the House, Representative Cheney, has made a very bold statement about, you know, the actions of the president, and they are used as a rationale, those actions, for the impeachment. There are many colleagues who joined. There were colleagues who joined in this participation, allegedly. So I think there's a call here for investigation to see just what role my colleagues played in this insurrection, in the sedition. You know, there's a lot of information gathering that needs to be done. If we don't learn from this wicked experience, we will have let down our republic, and our democracy will be tarnished for it.
So what happens next? What do you see as a solution to mending this horrible division?
Well, I think, you know, we have to understand that unity, healing, coming together, moving forward with optimism and peace is based on truth. And so the search for truth here, not manufactured concepts, but truth. As that verification comes, then I think we need to submit to the truth and go forward and begin that process of healing as a nation, taking on the many, many issues that are so urgent in nature, from the COVID pandemic, where just today, I think over 4,000 people have succumbed to the virus. There's no time to waste here, but there's every need to dig thoroughly, deeply, and perhaps painfully into the search for truth, and then act based upon that truth.
You have initiated the articles of impeachment. You also approved of the counting of the votes.
I mean, in many cases.
So what more needs to be done? What more do you need to do? What more do we, the public, need to do? How can we move this forward and start to heal?
You've got many groups that are searching into all sorts of investigatory processes, including the FBI and certainly the Capitol Police. I mean, I know the FBI has made several arrests already. That will delve, I think, many organizations into deeper study as to what was happening here. There's nothing stopping the Congress, both houses, from conducting hearings and oversight and investigations, so that we can respond to the demands that we all bear by taking an oath of office, pledging our allegiance to the Republic, to the Constitution. And we all as citizens owe it to our great Republic to make certain that we search for the truth.
There's so many divisions right now where people don't trust one another. And not only in the Congress, not only between the Republicans and the Democrats, but between the public and our representatives. How can we nurture that into something more positive and less destructive?
Well, again, I think data and information will lead us to the truth we all require. And we have to hope that people will submit to that truth. And I think it can be done with a tone of unity that is constantly shared by leadership to this nation, which is hurting right now. I can tell you many, many constituents have said to me they watched in horror. They wept. They were totally destroyed by what they were watching. We have a system that, even with its imperfections, is a system that allows us opportunity, and we should take those opportunities and work them to the max so that we build upon the framework and move yet closer to perfection, as we were challenged by our founders as a people in search of a perfect union. There's a shattered feeling, you know, the historic nature of the Capitol building, our shrine of a democracy, envied around the world, has suffered some scars. And well, there's a heaviness there, and there's, you know, it's interesting to see how folks entered into the mix to take on and move forward and build a brighter day and brighter tomorrow.
You think that there's a continual danger?
I think that, you know, the process will be worked through, and I think that, you know, justice will prevail, and we'll move forward and show that the Republic, even when challenged in such a dramatic and painful way, the Republic is still structured with the strengths of her democracy.
Well, that sounds like a great way to end this conversation. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Andrea.
Paul Tonko talking with Andrea Cunliffe from Hudson Mohawk Magazine regarding the events of January 6, 2021 at the Capitol Building.